Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
What I came here to do is be myself, okay? What I came here to do is stand in my truth. What I came here to do is speak my voice. What I came here to do is be the light that I am. What I came here to do is be the love that I am. What I came here to do is show that you cannot conquer me, because the only thing to conquer is myself. Then what I do is reverse that. Hello, and make you realize that you are no different from me. You do the same thing. You think you putting other people's down. You think you making other people confused, upset, mad, and all that stuff. They cannot be mad, upset, confused unless they want to be mad, upset, and confused. When people don't want to change their lives, that is their fault. That is their trouble. That has nothing to do with you. That is outside of you. I have not came to this world to save the world. I have only came to this world to open your mind and open the establishment in your mind and to get you together, to let you realize the reason why you feel worthless, powerless, weak, pathetic, sad, depressed, stressed, complaining, don't know how to have a good life, don't know how to sit and reside within yourself, is because it is you that is the problem, and it is you that is the solution. And I came here to speak that, to be that, to live that, and be the example that nobody can fault or fail, because there is no faulting and failing when you are truly yourself. When you reside in yourself, and when you're not worried about nobody else, and you trying to live your best life, because you can only live your best life, and you are the only one that feels those emotions, because it is your life and nobody else. Okay? That's what I came here to do. What makes me different from other spiritual teachers is I can get in the negative situations, in the negative talk, and break and peel down the layers. And you can literally tell me about your life. You might have to tell me a little bit. You might not even have to tell me nothing at all. Or you might have to tell me a lot. Okay? But one thing, what makes me different, is I can peel back the layers. I can sit in the negative with you, peel back the layers, let you know the layers, and it's up to you to accept it. Once I give you the layers, it is my job to get up out of there, because I am not the energy and source of you. If you are a low vibration person, you are a low vibration person because you know no better. So I came in your life to plant a seed in your head. This is nothing new. I talk about this stuff all the time. So I come in your life, whether you hear my voice or whether you just in the way, or you just being a nosy son of a gun, whatever you're doing. You conjure me up in your life to plant a seed in your head that's going to make you frustrated, that's going to make you angry and upset. And that's going to make you feel good and sometimes make you feel bad, because you are in denial of yourself. And there is nothing that you have been through or nothing that you have felt that nobody else hasn't felt. Everybody has emotions. Okay. What makes me different from other spiritual teachers is I can talk about the hot topics and everything and then look at it from a spiritual aspect and give you a real answer that may make you feel uncomfortable and that you may not like, but it is for the betterment of your life. So what I came here to do is better your life, whether you think I'm making it better or not. Guess what I am? Okay? So, that's what I came here to do, is be myself. It really doesn't have anything really to do with other people. The only reason why you want to teach this thing is because it's something that you learn, which all spiritual teachers teach you that. You know what I'm saying? This is nothing new. It's nothing new underneath the sun. You know what I'm saying? And what's so crazy is that this idea and stuff came up, and then literally I can literally hear my neighbors trying to affect my life. And then it's like, wow, they're really affecting their own life. My mindset is grander and greater. There is no tearing down me. It's only tearing down yourself. So that's where people mess up. And I'm not afraid to say that's where people are fucking up. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Other people fuck up by trying to be in your life. Everything that's for me is for me, okay? My life is my life because I'm creating my life with this mind. Anybody else's mind and opinions and everything does not mean a goddamn thing, okay? That's what I'm trying to make people realize. And it's something that I do naturally because it's something that I live. You cannot be anything that you are not, okay? You know what I'm saying? And people be trying to be something that they are not, and they fail miserably. Trust me, I have tried, okay? I tried to be everybody else but myself, and I failed miserably, okay? And now I can see everybody around me who's failing miserably because they're too focused on other people in their life and what they're doing instead of focusing on themselves, okay? So at the end of the day, I came here to make me strong so that you can be strong, okay? I always come first, okay? And then I teach you that you come first. Stop worrying about, I understand you got kids, boyfriend, husband, wife, friends, family, neighbors, cousins, coworkers, bosses, and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, none of them people have power over you unless you allow them to have power over you. And that's the simple answer that nobody ever really gets. And you got to say it a million trillion different ways. And you just hope that finally one day what you speaking and what you teaching, somebody will get one of the ways you spoke it and be like, hey, and it sparks something in them and ignites something in them. But what a lot of people do, they go about it all wrong, you know, and I'm glad I just trust my spirit. Okay. I trust my spirit because it keeps me from reacting and doing stupid shit that I see people doing that I used to do. Okay? So it's like, people try to stop you from being you, and nobody ever really questions why. No? Nobody ever really questions why. And Abraham says it best. If you don't know Abraham, Esther Hicks or whatever, I listen to her every morning pretty much because I watch her YouTube video every morning. I haven't watched it this morning because I'm watching all different kinds of stuff. I go from sex to spirituality to cussing your ass out in the spirit. But at the end of the day, I'm being me 24/7, yo. Okay? That's what makes me powerful. Okay? That's what makes me overwhelming to a lot of people. Hell, my downstairs neighbor can't even handle me, okay? So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, my life is me just being me. And at the end of the day, it really doesn't have anything to do with the outside world. It's because, as I said before, I'm giving what I'm already am. So when I give what I'm already am, it's like I'm not really giving anything at all. That's why they tell you don't give to receive. Because when you give to receive, of course you're going to be a frustrated little pathetic thing. Of course. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the kind of spiritual teacher that talks like that. And will I ever stop talking like that? Maybe one day. But I like being ruthless and rough, okay? Because that's who I am. Stop being a stupid ass motherfucker and grow the fuck up. That's me. Okay, love it or hate it, bitch, it's me. Okay, so it's just like, at the end of the day, I don't do anything for anybody else. And the problem is, what people end up doing, they do everything, and they existence is for everybody else. So what happens is, when you stop living your existence for everybody else, everybody begins to focus upon you because you're different. Everybody begins to try to tear you down because you're different. And some people will try to lift you up because you're different. But at the end of the day, the truth that I'm giving you that nobody really pays attention to or listen to is know your power. They hear it all the time, but they don't listen. Know your power. It has nothing to do with anybody else, okay? It has nothing to do with anybody else. I sleep great at night because I want to sleep great at night, okay? You know what I'm saying? I sing all the time because I want to sing all the time. I dance all the time because I want to dance all the time. I record numerous podcast shows all the time because I want to record numerous podcast shows all the time. I don't show up to work sometimes because I don't want to show up to work today. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I go out because I want to go out. I stay in because I want to stay in. I speak loudly because I want to speak loudly. Okay. I do things for me. Okay. I do things for my truth, and I know that the truth is never, never not going to be something that is joyful or happy or something that can change people's lives for the better. Yes, people get frustrated and upset with me all the time, and I used to be all in my feelings about it, But to be at the level that I am at right now, I can give a fuck about your feelings. Okay? Because trust and believe, like I always say, the only reason why you feel the way you feel is because you're low vibration. And the only reason why you're jealous, I hate me, I don't like me, is because you're low vibration. Because guess what? If you was high vibration like me, there would be nothing to be offended by, to be upset about, or anything. So at the end of the day, until you get to my level, of course you're going to always feel like I'm looking down upon you and that you're looking up. Of course. There's... And it's so crazy because I woke up this morning knowing this today was going to happen. The special podcast episode would have to be done. And it's so crazy how life basically set forth everything that I was thinking about last night, because I literally was thinking about this. Like, what do I want to say? And then I was like, it's all about your power and how to own it. And then it's about how people thinking they're owning their power, but they're too focused on somebody else. And literally this morning, waking up to certain things that happen, and just like my spirit just woke me up. And then it's just like, wow, this is literally everything that I said I wanted to talk about. How people try to manipulate other people into situations, but all they're doing is affecting their life and themselves. Because no matter what they do, I'm still going to do what I do, okay? And no matter what I do, they still going to do what they do. And you got to have peace within all of that. You got to be attached but detached in all of that. So everything I talk about, I actually live and I do. And everything I talk about is actually me. And what people do, they try to do stuff outside of themselves. And eventually, if you're being fake and not real and all that bullshit, you're eventually going to get caught. So you might as well start being your authentic self right here, right now. And a lot of people just get, I'm going to say a lot of people get stuck because a lot of people build up one area of their life. But this is a whole full life, man. So what makes me different from other teachers and everything? I talk about everything. I will talk about racism. I will talk about sex. I will talk about the black community, the white community. I don't give a damn. Okay. I do not care, because life is full of all different kind of things. And because you see somebody being rich and famous, I literally, if you listen to my podcast episodes and really sit there and actually try to learn and grow for your life, you will finally understand and hear what I say, and then you will start living it. Trust me, you'll start saying, I don't need anybody else's attention. The reason why I don't have to listen to affirmations, I don't have to listen to meditations, and I give people keys. Like, when I used to go to sleep, I used to have to listen to affirmations and stuff all the time while I sleep. I don't have to listen to that stuff at all, and I haven't listened to that stuff while I'm sleeping or anything for a long-ass time, because that's not something I need to do. The way I live life now is I get confirmations, okay? I get because it feels good, not because I'm trying to feel good. And that's why I teach people. When you first start off, you might have to listen to affirmations while you sleep. You might have to listen to, you know, affirmations while you're awake, because you're trying to feel good. Then you get to the level where it's just you. I don't listen to Iyanla Vanzette and, you know, Tom and Esther Hicks talking with Abraham every day because I need to feel good. I am now part of them. They are now me. It is now a natural thing. When I hear that, them are the kind of friends I would want in my life. People that actually know what they're talking about. Okay? People that's not focused on the world, but focused on the truth. People who know themselves inside out. People that can be in tune with the spiritual world and respect the spiritual world. Okay? People that respect another human being and want that human being to be better and grow because they are better and in growth. Okay? Those are the people that I want in my life. And that's the reason why I wake up and I go to sleep and I don't have people to call on like that, because that is not the people that are around. That is not the conversations that are around me. That is not the conversations that those conversations no longer satisfy me, because we are not vibrationally aligned anymore. And what a lot of people do is they get down to that level, and I hate to say down because it's really just vibration levels, but for the human mind to understand, and life for the human mind to understand, we see things as up or down, high or low, rich or poor, good or bad, evil or sanctified, whatever's the opposite of evil or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? So to in that mentality, you gotta spiritually, when you sit in the spirit, as I do a lot of the times in life, and let the spirit control the situation instead of you controlling the situation. And don't get it twisted. I'm just like everybody else. The mind can get in the way sometimes and all that stuff. But the difference, and I always say this all the time if you listen to my podcast, okay? The difference between people that are spiritually aligned and people who are not, people that are spiritually aligned does stuff for them. People that are not spiritually aligned does stuff for other people. People that are high vibration are worried about their happiness. People that are not high vibration are worried about how other people, how they feel bad, and other people need to feel bad with them. Okay? People that are high vibration has joy majority of the time. People that are not high vibration usually have stress, depressed, confusion, manipulation, anger, all those emotions that you don't like in the first place. Okay? Then what happens is those people that are low vibration, they get upset at people like me, our spiritual teachers, because we're teaching them something that they know is true, but they don't want to live it, so they get mad at you. They get frustrated at you, but yet and still, when you spiritually align, you know that seed is already planted, and the reason why you're mad and angry and upset at me now is because I planted the seed in your mind, and now it makes you frustrated because you know what I'm saying and what I'm doing and how I'm living is the truth, but you're not living the same way. You're still focused upon me, the teacher. Okay, instead of men focusing upon you, who's a teacher also. Hello, okay? So basically, that's what I came here to do, is to be an example, okay? Because at the end of the day, I can't make anybody do anything, and I can't make anybody speak anything or live a certain way. And the way I live doesn't mean it's going to work for you. The only thing I can do is say, you need to look at the bigger picture here. Let's look at this from a high vibration level. Okay, let's peel back all these layers. So that's what makes me different from other teachers too. If I was as famous as I am in my head in reality, which eventually we know is going to show up because what you think is what you speak, and what you speak shows up in your life. So eventually I am going to be the one people is going to call on eventually, and that's how I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to be paid greatly doing it and doing other stuff while doing that too, okay? Because like I always say, once I get rich, I'm going to be rich forever. I ain't going to never, ever not have millions of dollars in my bank account ever again. It's always going to be millions of dollars in my bank account. Once I get them million dollars is going to stay, and they just going to grow and get bigger. Might even die a billionaire. You never know. But anyway, all I'm saying is, what makes me the same as everybody else is I'm giving you the foundation of the truth like everybody else. And what makes me different from everybody else, I'm able to go in the trenches. I won't stay there because that's not where I'm vibrationally aligned to. But I don't lose my vibration with going to the trenches with you and saying, oh, see, I see what you're doing here. You're thinking that you're overpowering them, but I need to show you what's really going on. And I've been doing it all my life. Okay, it's just that I felt insecure about it, and I stopped doing it because people made me feel insecure about it. And then, of course, life got to take you on the journey to say, no, this is you. This is your truth, and this is what you're going to do. And everything happens in perfect timing. So I believe in that perfect timing, and I believe that no matter what anybody else does in this life, you know what I'm saying? What's for me is for me. I'm going to always be a leader. I'm going to always be a teacher. I'm going to always be a guru. I'm always going to be spiritual. I'm always going to be aligned. I'm always going to be in tune. And I see myself becoming not only a teacher, but a healer. I really do have visions and dreams. I'm letting you in a little bit more because this is a special edition of Spiritual Shot. Okay. So in this special edition, which means it's going to be 2 episodes in 1 week. In this special edition, I'm letting you in a little bit more. I have had visions, and I feel deep down inside, and I've been told multiple times within myself and from other people, okay, that's spiritually aligned and all that stuff, saying you have the power to heal and manipulate this world to and bend it more than you think. And I actually had somebody wanted to open up my gifts, and I was like, oh no, don't. And they were the truth, okay? They were the truth, because everything they said was going to happen has happened, okay? And they was the truth, and I knew they was the truth, and I had a fear. They was like, I can open up your gifts right now. Oh no, don't open up my gifts. And I had that fear, because it was just like, oh no, don't let them open up your gifts. Because that's what people do. That's what human beings do. We want to rush. A word, okay? We want to rush into our greatness when it takes steps, okay? You don't want to get into your, all the great teachers teach this too. You don't want to get into your greatness too fast, because you won't be ready. Let's get you prepared, okay? Okay? I had somebody that really, really... really was in tune in the line, okay? And I knew when they said, I can open your gifts, I knew they were not lying. They can really open my gifts. And I was like, I don't want my gifts open, because I trust my spirit. And I know you want to open my gifts because you want me to tap into the things that you see that is dormant within me. But I have felt those things too. And it's kind of, you know, I know that you're real, because I didn't have to say one word to this person, okay? And I was like, and I knew you was real, because not only do I feel it, then you start telling me about me and my gifts and my life and what I've been through without me speaking one word to you, okay? So, you know, they knew things, okay, that nobody else knew. That's how I knew when certain prophets came to the church. I knew the ones that was real and the ones that was fake. Because in all religions and cultures, there's always prophets and stuff. Some people that we think is more gifted than us, but they're just sitting in their awareness more. That's all it really is. Everybody got a gift. People just don't sit in their awareness long enough to get to it. Okay. And you got to sit in your awareness every day. So basically, that's what I teach too, how to sit in your awareness. Because that's where all the power lies anyway. The real power, not this fakeness that you see out here in the world and that people try their best to do, even towards me, and they always fail. So, because they don't live in the truth, honey, okay? The real truth, even if, you know, this is a great example. You know, the real truth, people try to kill it. If you ever pay attention to human history, people always kill the person that speaks the truth. And guess what? Their truth prevails even stronger, because the truth cannot be killed. You know what I'm saying? They killed Dr. Martin Luther King, and guess what? Celebrated, and things changed even more. Everything Dr. Martin Luther King happened when he died. Everything Gandhi want happened when he died. When they just simply think they're taking away someone's life to stop the truth. Let me tell you something. And you better hear me loud and clear. The one thing you cannot stop is change. And the one thing about change that I know for sure is always going to be for the good and the better. No matter how destructive, how hateful, racist, bigot, sexist people are, it will be eventually destroyed, even if it takes 1,000 years and another 1,000 years and another 1,000 years. All that shit will be broken down eventually, and life will move forward, and you either gonna move forward with it or get your ass left behind. And the people that's left behind is the ones that's mad, angry, upset, and destructive. And you know, if you pay attention and open your eyes, you will know that everything I say and spoken to you right there is real and true. All you gotta do is pay attention and open your eyes, okay? That's all you gotta do. Pay attention, okay? But anyway, so that's what I came here to do. It's be me, okay? Be me and live in me, because unlike many people in this world, the people that finally get it just knows that's where your true power lies. And then the real you is so godlike and powerful, and not godlike in the sense of religion, but godlike of it is so good. is the way I'm going to end it. The real you is so good, so loving, so joyful, such a creator that it does not want or need anything really or truly, so rich, so abundant, so prosperous, so peaceful. And even though I may talk my shit, cuss, and I talk crazy and wild and rough, in real life I'm not really that rough, but on social media and on podcasts and stuff, I give it to you rough and raw, because, you know, I just don't want to be like other spiritual teachers and I always just be like, you know, and you got to be proper. No cussing. And oh my God, you can't talk about sex. And oh my God, only thing I can talk about is, you know, meditation and praying. No, that's not me. And that's not me. And it's never going to be me. I'm going to talk about popping that pussy and popping that dick and all that. I'm going to talk about it all. Because that's just me. It's life. Okay. How you got here is by your parents having sex. And if you want to be rugged and raw, fucking. I can be down there with you too. Your parents fucked and you was created. Okay. Let's not act like that's the problem. Everybody, nobody wanted to talk about the wholeness of life. That's what makes me different from everybody else though too. I like to talk about everything. Okay. That life is, because you're going to have to learn how to manifest, conquer, and be great in all that life is. You don't want to be great just in one section. And that's what people do. They look up, praise, and worship people that's just good in one section. There's a whole lot of sections to life. You are an unlimited being. There is a lot going on, okay? More than just being spiritually aligned. People are having sex. You get horny. You get frustrated and all this stuff. You need to learn how to be the conqueror of all of your life, not just some of your life. And that's what I came here to do, to be the example, how to conquer all of your life and not just some of it, so that you can see, damn, not only can I conquer money, stress, depression, I can also conquer sex, I can conquer feelings, I can conquer anything that life hands me, because I am a conqueror. I am godlike energy. I am the God that life is. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are afraid to say that. And a lot of people, and because you're afraid to say that, and you're afraid, and you're just afraid. No, there's only one God, Jehovah, Jehovah, and there's only Jesus, a Buddha, Muhammad. Girl, if you are born in the image, that means that you are it. And if you're creator and whatever, even if you just believe in the universe, it is still the creator of all things. There is no separation. That's one of the most powerful things any spiritual teacher can teach you. Even though in our mind and human life is separation, we can feel it. But at the end of the day, if you can tap into that spirit, you realize there is no separation. That's why when you angry and upset and you mad and you try to hurt other people, you end up hurting yourself. Because, girl, at the end of the day, it is you. So you need to learn how to live in you. Okay? Okay. And all spiritual teachers before me, and while I'm being with them in this life, we all say the same shit, and it's going to continue being the same shit, because that's the foundation of life. That is something that is not, cannot be broken or ever turned. That is the law of attraction. That is the law of life. Okay. And once you learn those laws and actually live it and stop just listening to me, or just, that's why I always say you can listen to me all day, but until you live this shit, you will never ever understand. Okay. You can hear me all day, but until you live it, okay, till you be it, you will never ever understand. And trust me, once you understand, you won't be mad at me. You won't attack me. You won't even be affected by me. Okay? Because you realize your power. Hello. Hello. And that's the truth. Okay? The laws of life is the laws of life. And the problem is people be trying to change the laws of life. And laws of life keep trying to tell you, you can't change it. Okay? I am the reason why you live in. I am the energy. I am the source. And you have the free will to deny me. But guess what? I am always going to be here. And I am not going nowhere. And I am you. So you're going to have to decide really quick in every moment of your life. Do you want to fight life? Or do you want to live life? Okay? And that's why I came here to do. To make you see you fighting life instead of living life. And the reason why I know is because I used to be just like you, okay? But I decided to stop following the world and start following myself. and the truth that resides in me. What is the truth? And guess what? Once I asked what is the truth, I didn't have to find it. It found me because I am it. Take that in, get it in, whatever, okay? Spiritual Shock, I am Lyric Lamour, and I am not only a great manifester, but a great teacher, a great leader, a great speaker, a great man, just a great human being, because I know I am a spiritual being having a human experience, and I already know I am not greater than you or less than you. I am actually equal to you. The only difference between me and you is I know my power and know my worth, and because I know my power and know my worth, I live it and I speak it and I teach it. I am nothing to be admired and I am nothing to be ashamed of. I am just the light and the truth of who you are, because I decided myself to be who I am, because I am the great I am, just like you are the great I am, but you just afraid to acknowledge it and live it. But I decided a long time ago that my goal and my life will be me living it, being it, and finding everything I want and need while in it, because I know it is everything that life is. Life is flowing energy, L-I-F-E. Life is flowing energy. And guess what? You have the choice to do what you want to do with it, willing. But just know, every human being that you try to destroy, you end up destroying yourself. I always let people know, everybody always talking about the slave and all that stuff. But the slave master, what was his torment? What was the things you could not see that was destroying that slave master? The people that are always putting you down and making fun of you and bullying, what is that bully's life like? What is that racist person's life like? What is going through their mind? See, everybody is too focused on the outside, but the real torment of life is going on right here in your mind. That is tormenting you, or is giving you the greatest life you ever wanted. And guess what? Nobody else's knows but you. So that's why you can't be mad at the enemies or the friends. That's why I can look at the slave master in the slave and say, you know what? I can see the trauma the slave has, and I can see the trauma that the slave master has. That's the gift I have. It doesn't mean that's your gift or anybody else's gift, but that's my gift. I can see the messed up mind that the police officer has that treats other races wrong and shoot them up and do all that stuff. And I also can feel for the person that got shot up. See, a lot of people can't do that. I can, because I'm aware. And basically, all I can do is teach that, because I am that. So if you want to keep on learning and growing with me, you know what I'm saying? Or you want to get to the level that I am, because in life there's levels, but let me just be honest. I always kind of make this disclaimer every now and again. Spiritually, there really is nobody less or greater than. It's really just experiences, okay? Life is just full of experiences. There's really no good, no bad, no right or wrong, failing or succeeding and everything. And just like you, I live in this human body, in this human life, so I explain stuff the same way. But no, whenever I say that shit, I want you to know and get it now on this special edition of Spiritual Shot, okay? I talk like you, but deep down inside, I know what I really mean. I just break down the words for my spiritual self so that your human mind can comprehend, okay? Because there's things that I do not even speak now that is like, that is too complicated and too much, and I do not know how to break that down right now. Maybe I'm not supposed to break that down right now, so I do not speak on certain things for that reason. I'm not speaking on anything that I should not be speaking on. If I know how to break it down for you, I will. Just like some people can come to me, I'm like, you know what? You came to me, but I really don't feel anything, so I really can't give you no answer, because life taught me a long time ago, don't just try to give people answers, okay? I learned that through another person. See, a lot of y'all don't be learning, okay? Somebody told me, and I learned quick. Like, don't try to make up stuff. Just be authentic, okay? And then I took that lesson in, and that's what I do. If it's because I have had friends, and now, like I said, that I realized that what I've been doing all my life, thanks to Steve Harvey and all them people, they're like, what you been doing all your life is your money maker. That's your business. That's your life. That's your gift. Your gift. Okay. So, you know, take heed. Take it in. Take it in. See, a lot of people hear that shit, but don't listen. I listen. I took it in. That's why I can say I remember Steve Harvey was part of that lesson too. You know, I have people throughout life, but Steve Harvey was part of that lesson too. What you've been doing your whole life is what's going to make you money. That's what's going to make you rich. That's your gift. That's your business. And that's why I do this podcast. That's why I live my life the way I live it, because I know where the hell I'm going. And then anybody else that don't know where they're going, yeah, they're going to try to make you feel bad, attack you, and try to be like you and all that stuff. But guess what? They all going to feel, and they all going to fall at your feet, because what's for you is for you. You stay under my feet if you want to, but I'm trying to get you from under my feet. Keep you from walking towards me and trying to destroy me, and then you fall on your knees and don't know what else to do because you keep losing because you're playing a losing game, okay? Don't fuck with winners because you think you're winning. That's the problem. People be thinking because they doing this material world shit, they winning. You're losing, okay? Because what matters is what's going on internally. The exterior and what's going on, that don't mean shit. And once you get that in your head, just because somebody is rich and just because they taking cute pictures and their relationship is good, don't mean they goals, because you don't know what's going on inside of that mind, okay? I don't want to be nobody else because I don't know what the fuck is going on in your mind, okay? Okay? Well, I kind of do, because a lot of times when the way people react to stuff and the way people maneuver in life, you trust me, when you vibrationally align, you know the people that ain't vibrationally aligned. It's a feeling like, okay. And sometimes they don't even have to speak a word. They can just walk by you and you can feel their presence, like, ooh, they got a lot of, because like I said, sometimes you ain't gonna have to speak a word to me, and I just know. Sometimes you're gonna speak a little bit, and it only takes 2 seconds of you talking, and I hear the tone of your voice and everything, like, oh, I can tell that they stressed out in their relationship. That's my gift, okay? So that's what makes me different from everybody, because I believe and I trust in my gifts. And when I do, it works 100% of the time. Everybody be like, how? I tell people this all the time. People be like, how did you know that? I don't know. It's my gift. Your tone, everything. You can't play with me, girl, okay? You play with me, you're going to end up playing yourself, girl, okay? So, yeah, that's what I came here to do, and thank you. I hope that you listen to my podcast. Spiritual Shock is wherever podcasts are. Spotify, Deezer, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, okay? If you want to go to the actual website, it's Podomatic, that's my company that lets me be on all these spaces. But Podomatic.com, anybody can join the podcast. I ain't a hater. You can join it, okay? And all that stuff, and you know, pay your little fee and get your, and then you know, you can get donations and all that stuff to help you pay for it, because it's not cheap, okay? But lucky for me, I'm blessed. So, you know, but yeah, you can get donations and all that stuff. If you want to donate, you can go podomatic.com/spiritualshock. Or is it spiritualshock.podomatic.com? It's spiritualshock.podomatic.com. Thank you. Spiritualshock.podomatic.com. You can donate to the PayPal there. I don't have a Patreon because I don't believe I'm at the level to have a Patreon, and I'm not trying to rush. I'm just constantly learning and growing, and I would love for you to join me. I would love for you to share the podcast and all that stuff, and you know, yeah, and do your thing. And yeah, I'm a life changer. I'm changing lives, even if it's just one person. Hey, changing lives, honey, okay? Even if it's just two people, change your lives, honey, okay? That's what I do. I change lives, and I'm doing it for the betterment of you. So yeah, I just want to let you know, when I talk my shit, it's for the betterment of you, okay? When I talk my shit, it's for the betterment of life, okay? Whether I'm being proper or cussing you out in the spirit, it's always for your good. Because whether you stupid, because I would say you stupid sometimes because it's just me, but I really don't mean stupid in the aspect of not educated, but you stupid if you doing... What's the definitions of stupidity? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting the different results. That's stupid. And what I have noticed in this world, we doing the same shit over and over, expecting something different. That's stupid. So hell yeah, you might hear me say, you stupid ass motherfucker, don't do no dumb shit like that. Just know it's all love. Don't take it personal. And I know, you know, people gonna take it personal and all that stuff. And they always say the more famous you get, you can't do it. So in the future, I might be more calmer, because, you know, you gotta calm down. We got, you know, but right now, bitches only gonna... right now, bitches, I only got a few followers that don't think you're going to bring up my past and make me feel bad. Hell yeah. And I will cuss your motherfucking ass out in the spirit today. Okay. But for me to cuss your ass out in the spirit today, I got to get paid. And my fees is not cheap. You don't want to, you better love me now. Cause once them fees, once they start adding fees and stuff, okay? Because, yeah, that's why everybody getting mad and jealous. That's why you can't be mad at preachers and pastors and all that stuff. You giving your money because you believe it's changing your life, girl. It's everything in life. See, let me tell you something right now. Because a lot of people get mad at spiritual teachers because they want to get paid. We got to live just like you, honey, okay? All right? But let me tell you something about life. Everything is a business. And your gift. Let me repeat what Steve Harvey said. Your gift, even if it's a spiritual gift, will make you get paid. Your gift is your business. Your gift is your payday. Your gift is what makes you rich. Your gifts can bring you millions of dollars, honey, okay? So don't be mad at me and all these great spiritual teachers out here, and even the bad ones that some people fall for and everything. But girl, they got to live their life too. They got to pay bills and stuff too. Now, they can pay their bills 1,000 times over. But hey, it is what it is. So get me why I don't have no fees or why my fees is low, girl. Okay? Don't think you about to be like, he used to just cuss and everything. I sure did. And guess what? I still cuss motherfuckers out. I just do it for a fee. Okay? Because they told me I can't be doing that. And I said, okay, girl. They said the business has grown and you need to be more reset. Okay, girl. So to get cussed out in the spirit, you ever want the rugged raw me, come to one of my seminars, okay? Get it while it's cheap when I was just starting off. Because when you start off, it might just be like right now, $20 for advice. I got the cash app ready, okay? Okay, so, you know, get business, okay? Okay, $20. I can tell you right now, $20, okay? Hit me up, cash out, okay? Hit me up, okay? You better get it while the fees are cheap. It used to be free, but then I realized, hold on, this is my gift. It needs to be a business. Steve Harvey told me. I watched a video a long time ago of Steve Harvey saying that's your gift. And come to think about it, I seen another video not too long ago of Steve Harvey talking about that same thing. Okay. And I said, you know what? I'm not about to give up all this good ass advice and helping people with their life. Here's my cash app. Send me $20. Cause first of all, I gotta get vibrationally into you and listen to your pathetic story when my life is great. Okay. Okay. So you need to pay me. Okay. Back in the day, I would listen to your sad stories and help you out. Not no more. Wait till my friends start at co-workers and stuff. $20. Okay. They gonna be like, well, if you can't pay, I can't help you, because you're not about to get me to helping you out, and I got to be vibrationally aligned with me. Girl, I'm in high vibration most of the time, honey, okay? Don't play. Okay, this is a sacrifice for me too. What? Because I got to worry about my own life. Now I got to focus on you and say, oh, I see what's going on. Okay. Girl, I need to get paid. Okay. Okay. So anyway, but I'm really good at that. I'm really good at that. You know what I should do? I should get my friends to talk about how I helped them out. That's what I should do in a Facebook post. And then and screenshot them mugs to give people examples. See, I help people out, honey. I have people get in relationships and everything. Social media, you'd be surprised how my DMs on Instagram and stuff used to be, girl. Doing stuff for free, helping people out. Okay, helping people find the love of their lives and everything, girl. I'm really good at what I do, so can't nobody tell me I ain't, bitch, because I know I'm good. Anyway, so if you want some of this good shit, okay, spiritual shock. It's called spiritual shock because what I do is shocking to some people. Oh, he's cussing. Oh, my God, he's talking about religion. Oh, he's talking about racism, and he calling people white bitches and all that shit. Oh, my God, and I let your motherfucker know. Right on the spiritual shock. If you go to the page, it says spiritual shock. Spirituality is not always politically correct. Okay. Cause that's the problem. Everybody wants spirituality to be politically correct, and it is not. Okay. Okay. Cause spirituality don't give a fuck about your politics. Anyway, I love y'all and thank you. Okay. All right. Holla. You know, seeing spiritual shock all day, every day, baby. Lyric Lamour. All right. All right. Bye.